Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, man.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
To American by Design with your host, Uncle Bing Fisher. And we got a show today. I mean, it's Biden's first week in office and 42 executive orders signed. And this guy ain't stopping. He's like the Energizer Bunny with these executive orders. And he was the one back 10, 15 years ago that was saying, no, more than that, 20 years ago, that was saying that, well, you just can't keep signing executive orders. You're a dictator if you do that. You're a dictator. All right, liberal friends. I don't have any. But what about you liberals out there to think about that? All these executive orders just bypassing Congress, bypassing, overturning everything that Trump did that was good for this country. Everything. Now, that's all right with you. But when it's Trump signing an executive order, how many did he do? 6, 7, something like that? Maybe 9. I'm not sure. Wasn't 42. He stopped the wall. He put 10,000 people out of work. But the liberals want it on the XL pipeline. But the liberals don't want to sit that. No, they're going to twist at. They already are. They're saying only 1,000 maybe people lost their jobs on the pipeline. Only. Like it's, I don't know, minuscule. Like it's not a big deal. What if 1,000 senators lost their job? What if 1,000 representatives lost their jobs? That's what I'm looking at. That's what Trump is looking at. And I think that's what the American party is looking at. And I say American Party because I don't consider myself a Republican anymore. I never really considered myself a Republican. I was pretty much independent. But I voted, you know, who I thought was the best person for the job. Locally, state, and the country. And it's always been Republican. Because the Democrats screw up everything that they do. Everything that they touch, they screw up. Name me one Democrat in office that has held a job for 20 years. Me and you have to go out there and work every day to make our money. Me and you have to go out there and make the donuts. Whatever. They're plush. They're sitting back in lazy fat chairs and, you know, sipping lattes, doing whatever they do, cruising on jets. John Kerry, you know, spends, you know, on his private jet more fossil fuel than what 35 cars do in a year on one trip. And they have the gall, the mitigated gall, to tell us what to do, how to live. It's unbelievable with these people. They want to vet our military. Our military is already vetted. But in D.C., they want to vet the military. They want to make sure they want to purge. They want to purge. This is the purge. If you ever watch the movie, that's what's going on right now. It's the purge. They want to purge every single conservative thought, every single conservative person. They want to purge. They want to get rid of. They want to silence. They want to cut you off. They want to do whatever they can to make sure that you cannot speak your voice. To make sure that you cannot. Oh, my God. You can't protest. But it's okay to protest if you're lefty. If you're progressive, it's okay. But if you're conservative, no, not okay. Because you don't think like they do. You don't subscribe to the same ideals that they do. Like abortion up till the last day of birth. And even after that. That's unity. Can we get behind unity here? Can we get behind the unity bandwagon of abortion? Can we get behind the unity bandwagon of, oh, stopping illegal immigration by halting the wall? That's unity. That's unity to me. Can we get behind all these liberals that want to censor free speech? That's unity. Yeah, that's unity. That's what we need. 42 executive orders in less than a week, overturning everything. I don't even know if Biden knows what he was signing. Seriously, I don't even think he does. I think he just kept signing stuff. You know he must have ran out of pens. There ain't that much ink in those pens. Just keep signing stuff. Just keep signing stuff. Chinese-controlled, illegal, in my opinion, illegal president. It's not my president. Hashtag not my president. And yet he sits up there on his ivory throne after he sat there and back in his speech and he said that people that sign, presidents that sign executive orders and fiats are likened to dictators. The same thing with him wanting everybody to wear masks in this country. Who's the dictator? Remember when Trump ran, they were all saying, oh, he's a dictator, he's going to start wars and start this and that. Not one war under President Trump. Not one war. As a matter of fact, we got out of some of it. We killed people to get out. In Iraq, in Iran, Afghanistan. No, the media just, they're falling all over themselves. They don't know what to do because there is no, if you would listen to Frank Zappa, there is no crux of the biscuit to the liberal agenda. There's nothing there. It's split. It's wide open. It's free for all. As Ted Nugent used to sing, you know, it's free for all. There is no agenda there other than to take away your liberty. And yet they subscribe Trump being a dictator and as being an inciter of riots at the Capitol. And I'm going to keep playing this, and I might upload this to the studio. Number here, by the way, I'm remiss because I don't know if I gave this out, but it's 646-478-5284. But I'm going to keep playing this audio, and I got one person in the chat, so if you can kind of watch my back on this, get my six, and tell me if it plays. I'm going to keep playing this audio, and I'm going to upload it to the studio just so everybody else can play it, because it needs to be heard over and over and over again.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, right, Joe.
Some people in the face.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
Yeah, I'm not done yet, but yeah. When was the last time an actor killed a president? Who is inciting what? Who is inciting violence here? Is it Donald Trump? No, I didn't hear a quote from him at all. Here we go, the rest of it.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race.
No.
You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gas filling station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels. That this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Yet.
Yeah, Maxine Waters, the instigator. I mean, what if somebody went out there and said the same thing she said to them, to her, about her going out to a restaurant to get up in their face to make sure that they are not welcome there, that they're not welcome anywhere. What would she do? Oh, she would be like, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she would go, oh, Ted Cruz is trying to kill me. I kind of agree with him. You know, I like his beard, but he's trying to kill me. He's trying to kill me. The victim card. It's the victim card, the race card. It's that's all it is with these people. It's all it is with the leftists, with the progressive left, and even not them, just Democrats in general. They're sick, hateful people. They hate themselves. They hate you. They hate everybody else around them, except their own family members that get a lot of money from the Chi-Coms, the Bidens. We're not ever going to figure out what happened with the Biden family. We're not ever going to figure that out. These people are going to get primaried. You got Liz Cheney out there. Stupid. I mean, I could use the word that that woman did in the audio there, but no. Feckless idiot. How about that? Stupid, feckless idiot. Mitt Romney. Stupid, feckless idiot. Not even on the right side. People need to be primaried. Marsha Blackburn, her, here in Tennessee, you know, I listened to her the other day. I don't know why, but she just happened to be on the radio. And she was talking about, well, the riot thing, you know, the Capitol riot just, you know, turned my vote. And, you know, after she and, you know, the other senator here said that they were going to contest the election, and she just made up stuff on the fly. I was sitting there looking at it and listening to it, and my wife even was listening to it. She goes, she's a freaking liar. She's a liar. You will not get my vote again, Marsha. I'm sorry. I used to love you, but it's all over now. You will not get my vote. I will vote for another Republican. I'll vote for a damn Democrat over you. You will not get my vote again, ever. GameStop. Let's talk about that for a little bit. I thought this was hilarious. And the number here is 646-478-5284, if you wish to opine. Yeah, this was just, and I trade stocks privately. I have my own stocks that I trade, and I had one that was going up pretty good and doubled my money easy, but I said, no, I'm going to hold on to it for a while. But then this comes out with GameStop and all this, right? And I'm going, oh, my God, the little guy finally got one up on the big tech corporation, hedge fund managers, that kind of stuff. And then what happened, and I don't do it on Robinhood. I got Robinhood, but I only got like one stock on there. I don't even mess with it. Robinhood shuts down. Webull actually shut down too. But they shut down trading on Webull or on GameStop after they shorted the stock. And a lot of people don't understand how this works. Okay, the hedge fund manager, who buys anything from GameStop anymore? I don't. I mean, my kids don't. They don't go to, you can download anything you want. If you want a game, you go to, you know, Play Store, Apple Store, whatever, and download it. GameStop is going out of business. Okay, folks, I'm just telling you. Step right up, going out of business. We're having a going out of business sale. But the hedge fund managers took interest in this and said, look, let's short this place. And I don't like shorters, okay, because they shorted me on my stocks that I owned. And, you know, it kind of puts a little damper on your life. But if the stock is good and you buy a good stock, it's going to come back. It's not like GameStop. I don't own anything like that. But these people went in, and then Reddit had a group over there. What, 10,000 people? And they all put their money in GameStop. And it made their market share go up. Now, the interesting thing is, I don't even know. I haven't checked lately. I think they went up $160 in one day. But the interesting thing is that people don't understand what the market is bringing for a share, what it's calling for a share value, is not indicative of what the company is worth. In other words, Tesla is not worth $478 a share or whatever it is now. It's not worth it. If you took, what do they got, 2% of the market, and they're valued way more than GM, and if you took all those cars, that 2% of those cars off the market and sold all of them, you would never recoup what they're getting for the share. Okay, so the price of the share is always higher than what the actual company is worth in most cases, not all cases, but in a lot of cases. And so these little guys, they took and they just ran ragged over the big tech guys, the guys that are instituting these short sales and so on to run a company out of business. And now they've got to eat $4 billion. In some cases, I heard it was higher than that. They've got to eat that because they got to buy back those shares. And these are shares that they borrowed off you and me and anybody else that had any kind of stock in GameStop or whatever, and a couple of other places. They got to buy that back at the market price. And so that's why a lot of these people now are holding on, so that these people get shorted even more because they only have so many days to buy those stocks back. I'm just digging it. I'm like, the little person finally, for once, right? For once, gets his fair due. Little day traders, maybe $100, you know, in the stock, or $1,000 or whatever it might be. And they put one over on the hedge fund managers. And now Congress is freaking out because, you know, they lost a lot of money. And from what I heard from a whistleblower through Robinhood, is that he was told from the White House to stop trading on GameStop. I don't know if that's true. I'm just putting that out there in your craw. You can look it up. But a company that stops trading on a stock, that's illegal. And a matter of fact, and I'll go on record as saying right now, that I think that short selling should be illegal. It should be. How can you short sell a stock when you don't own it? If I borrowed your car and went down the road and sold it to somebody for $1,000 more, or $1,000, just say, and then turn around, and you got no car. But I'll buy you something that looks pretty much close to it, and I'll bring it right back. I swear, it's not your car anymore. Those shares that these people borrowed were shares from other people. And if you do trade in Webull or Robinhood or whatever, well, for one thing, get off Robinhood. But if you're on Webull, you can go ahead and disable sharing of your stock to other people. You can disable that so nobody can go ahead and share your stock. You get interest, but so what? It's only, you know, a few bucks or whatever. It's nothing. But it's just amazing to me to see the establishment, the elitists up in Washington, just up in air about this, up in air about it, because they lost their shorts from shorting. I'm just digging it. I'm waiting for the next ball. And I just really would like to get in touch with these Reddit guys to figure out, okay, which stock next? Which one next? Because they seem like they got their rack together. But yeah, Jen Psaki, she just, you know, her press conferences are nothing like Kayleigh McEnany or what was the other woman? I'm drawing a blank. Huckabee. Yeah, Huckabee. They're nothing like, I mean, this woman is like a deer in the headlights. I'll get back to you. Oh, that was a tough question. I'm going to have to see what the White House is actually doing. I'll get back to you. This is about the most idiotic woman I've ever seen. She doesn't have answers to half the questions except that what ice cream is Joe eating today? She's got the answer to that, by God, but she doesn't have the answer to, are we going to, you know, are we going after China? Are we going, what are we going to do about the coronavirus? Well, you know, they came out and they said, Joe Biden said, well, he said, I want to get 100 million doses in 100 days to people. When President Trump left office, we were close to 1 million doses a day for the vaccine for coronavirus. So that means in 100 days, that'd be 100 million. Close to it. And Joe Biden is doing the same thing. Doing the same thing. This guy is, well, to put it quite politely, he used to ride on the short bus, I think, as a kid. And that's why he couldn't make it in the business world. 50 years, 48 years or so in politics. And he hasn't done anything. Hasn't accomplished anything. As a matter of fact, he's tore the country apart. You got thousands of people now out of jobs. You got people that he's promoted into office. Janet Yellen making $800,000 a year on speaking engagements. The Treasury Secretary. And she was behind some of this Citadel stuff with GameStop and Robinhood. Because Citadel is really tight with Robinhood. The plot thickens. The plot thickens, people. And it's only going to get juicier. It's only going to get juicier because these people have no clue how to run anything. They couldn't run a car into the ocean if they tried. But they expect you to follow them. Now the big talk is white nationalism. Oh, it's all white nationalism. It's all these Trumpers, Trump supporters out there. They need to be silenced. They need to be squelched. They need to be purged. How long is it going to take before this, and you can repeat after me or say it with me, how long is it going to take before this Pledge of Allegiance is gone from everywhere in our government, in our schools, in our lives? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. How long is it going to take for that to be gone? And what about the American creed? I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrifice their lives and their fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support the Constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. How long is it going to take end quote. How long is it going to take for them to get rid of that, the pledge? How long is it going to take for them to get rid of the American's creed? Not saying you, but you voted for this clown. You voted for this asshat. I seen a union worker today that was working on the XL pipeline. He put a video up, and I think it was over on Liberal Hive Mind, which if you don't subscribe to him, you ought to. Liberal Hive Mind. Just look him up. He's on YouTube all over. But he was like, oh, I just lost my job today. Well, you shouldn't have voted for Biden. He was tore up, bought a car, got a house. You don't know how he's going to live. You don't know how he's going to survive. Well, I'm sorry, bitch, but you voted. You voted. You made the wrong call. No sympathy there. I'm just sorry, no sympathy. But it's kind of amazing, like I said, that these people are just all of a sudden coming out trying to persuade the American public through the media that white nationalism is what's behind all our problems. If it wasn't for white nationalism, we would not be here. Think about it. But the whole thing is, white nationalism is really just their term for people, like-minded people, conservatives, that believe in a free America. They believe in unity, not this unity that the Democrats are selling. Unity around what? Around a godless faith or a godless country? Around a country that's sick and weak? Around abortion on demand whenever you want it? Around giving illegal immigrants voting laws? Around unity around what? Unity around hate? Unity around getting rid of our Constitution, our God-given rights as Americans, proclaimed by the Constitution from God. Is that unity? Is that unity when you sit there and spew the hatred? Trump needs a bullet in the head. When you spew that kind of hatred, is that the unity that the Democrats want to project? Seriously. These people are deranged. They're deranged. And it's all part of the game in D.C., it's power, it's money, it's influence. It's influence peddling, it's cancel culture. It's all about the game to them. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about anybody else except themselves. As long as that's why they got 10,000 military still at the Capitol. They think they're being hunted. I don't know. It's very strange. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. Let me see. Here we go with this one. We'll be right back.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed. You need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you're looking to Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. Kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CDT, DVD, DVD or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, or a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Welcome back to American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, and you're listening to your host, Bing Fisher. You can call me whatever, but just give me a call if you want to, 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. We're talking back and forth there on some different things, basically GameStop. I don't know what the stock is trading for right now, but it's up. But you can get a hold of me on Telegram. This is the best way to get a hold of me. Telegram, just look for Bing Fisher, download Telegram, get it. If you don't have it, get it, because you can instantly import your contacts, put them on Telegram, and boom, you're there. You don't have to be searching around everywhere for, you know, people. But my last name is actually F-I-S-C-H-E-R. So you can get me on Telegram. You can go over to Bite Me in the Basement. That's in the description. There's a link on this show. So you can go over there and actually click on it and go on over there and just read or whatever you want to do. We got a bunch of memes. We're trying to rearrange stuff. And what I'm doing... Well, what I did today is I had to try to get a stud out of my wheel that broke. So I'm still working on that. I got some WD-40 on it, on the bolt. I got one more bolt to take off, and it's like killing me. It's like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is so hard. But that's what I'm doing over there. But we also are – I'm working on my green screen technology here, and I know it's – quote-unquote technology, but to me it's kind of new, so I don't know about it. You know, I'm not a gaffer, I'm not, you know, a keyframer. I don't know some of these aspects of trying to get that together, but it's coming along. I'm going to rearrange my studio here, so I'm going to start doing some videos. I keep saying I know, but you know, it's like little time and not enough I don't know, not enough energy maybe, but you know, it takes a lot of my time to do what I do here on the show. Plus also, you know, other things that I do, run a website and, you know, work for a living. Unlike the politicians out there that don't really care. They don't work. They just want to bitch and moan about stuff. But it'll come together. I'm just telling you, it's going to take a little bit of time. It'll come together and it'll be like glorious. It'll be glorious. It'll be fantastic. You're going to love it. I'm just telling you. You know, I'm just telling you, you're going to love it. But we are broadcasting in a super secret hideaway in the Highland Rims in Tennessee, God's country, Tennessee. And it's just a pleasure sometimes to do the show. Sometimes it's not so much because, you know, there's so much hate going around, but it's all the hate is perpetrated by the left that I can see. I don't see conservatives running around bashing other people. You know, I don't see them doing that. But I see liberals doing it daily. I see them doing it on CNN, BSNBC, ABC, NPR. I don't even know why we fund NPR anymore. They're a political hack of the Democratic Party. They shouldn't get any funding. But look, I don't understand why we fund abortion either. Does anybody out there? Hello, Bueller? Bueller? Anybody understand why we fund abortions in this country? Because it's a lobby group. They make big time money. These people in Washington, don't let them fool you. You know, it's the same thing like around here. You got farmers at Poor Mouth, and they make good money. They make a lot better money than I do. But you got people in D.C. that are making buco money on the backs of you that are out there working every day for a living. You're working to support your family. You're working to support yourself, I hope. You're working to support your community. You're working to put food on the table. You're working out there to, you know, pay the rent. And you got liberal politicians. And politicians in general. Let me put it that way. I don't want to lump liberals in with the same crowd as everybody else, but I want to separate them a little bit because they are so far out on the fringe. But you also have rhinos that are out there making a ton of money by being a politician. I never thought that was meant to be a career. But it's the same with the movies. You know, you got actors and actresses, and they go and make a bunch of money on a movie, and then they just spawn, like, more children, and they say, okay, my child's an act. You know, just because I'm an actor, that my child's an actor, too, or my son is an actor, too. And it works the same way. These people just perpetuate the money game. They distill hate in Americans, in this republic. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. Big difference. But they instill hate. They instill hatred towards other people. And they instill, if you go against them, doesn't matter if you're in the same party. You go against them, you're an outlaw. You're an outcast. You're on your own, buddy. You're on your own, sister. Because we can't have that. We can't have that in the liberal party. We can't have people that buck the system, that go against the speaker, Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. We can't have people like that in our, they call it democracy. Mob rule, democracy. Republic is different. But that's how they look at us, as, you know, the basket, the deplorables, you know, the basket full of deplorables, the idiots, the people that want to, the Walmart shoppers, that kind of thing, you know, don't take a bath, that kind of stuff. you know, the people that actually go out and work for a living, try to get something done instead of legislating, instead of coming up with new ideas and new tactics to stifle growth. I'm looking at a poster I've gotten. I interviewed this man that was a co-producer on this movie, and it's Atlas Shrugged, Harmon Caslow. He was a co-producer. I interviewed him three times. Each time Atlas Shrugged came out with, you know, it's a trilogy, so they came out with a new movie each time. And each time I interviewed him, and he actually, I didn't ask for it, he just sent me stuff. But I'm looking at a poster here, and if you have never, ever read Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, please go get it and read it. It's more important now, the book is. The movie, I don't know, it came out okay, but if you read the book, you understand the movie. If you didn't read the book, you're not going to understand the movie. So just go out and get the book. It's the second most influential book behind the Bible. Go out and read it, and you will see the looters, the moochers, the enemy of the people. You will see them in this book. You'll be able to just read a passage and go, oh, OMG. I know who that person is. That's Nancy Pelosi. Or I know who that person is. That's somebody that's actually doing something. Elon Musk, whoever it might be. Go out and get that book and read it. It will change your outlook on life. It will change your philosophy. It's a very powerful read. It's a long read. I'm not going to say it's easy. But go out there and get that book because it is so influential. Let's see, what else do we got here? I got some handwritten notes. The impeachment trial of ex-President Trump, who's out of office now, which is just nothing but a bunch of sound and fury. It, you know, it signifies absolutely nothing. Nothing's going to come of this. But yet the House and Nancy Pelosi and the ilk is just so gung-ho on, they already determined that they need to squash Trump. They need to get everything that he ever achieved in this country, record unemployment for blacks, for Latinos, for women, stock market gains that are still, we're still seeing some of those today. The wall being built, everything that he said he accomplished, nothing the Democrats say they accomplished, except writing executive orders to stop everything that somebody else did. Somebody else. To try to put that in the history book, that they accomplished something when they didn't accomplish nothing. They have no agenda. They have no coherent, cohesive argument or path forward. They have nothing. But they want us to believe this is what they got. They're throwing their guns at us because they ran out of ammo. And the national populist movement, whether it be white, whether it be black, whether it be Latino, whether it be Asian, is going to take over. You're already seeing it. Like I said, with Liz Cheney coming out and saying some of the vile crap that she did. And she's going to be primary. 13% approval rating, Trump's at over 50. So who are we looking at right now? Who's some of the stars in the Republican Party? Who's some of the stars in the Democrat Party? When you've got AOC, saying everybody's out to kill her. Like, who cares? You're minuscule. You're a tick on a fly's butt, girl. You ain't nothing. But she wants to make it herself, that everything revolves around her. The world, the sun, the moon, it revolves around me because I'm Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What I speak is true. This woman is absolutely out there bat crap crazy. I don't even think a bat would suck her blood for fear of being polluted or sick with Democrat liberal logic, which makes no sense. But it's just funny to see the liberal party, the Democrat party, fighting and feuding. Nancy Pelosi wearing masks with 6 foot of masks. Yeah. Let's put 6 foot of masks on your face and you walk around. That way you know that, okay, if you touch somebody with your mask and it's 6 foot out there, you're too close. And the DHS, after our military, our fine men and women in the military, to purge them from being extremists that they call. Maybe because they have a point of view, maybe because they posted something on Facebook or Instagram or something. Maybe because they had a picture taken of them by, I don't know, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln monument, something. And they get purged from the military? Are you serious? All because they are afraid. They are more afraid now than they were before the election. And they're going to be more afraid in the weeks to come, in my opinion. You got union people that are just outraged at Biden because he cut off the XL pipeline. Thousands of jobs instantly gone. Your gas prices are going to go up. They already have gone up. Thousands of people homeless. You got Gavin Newsom in California. Every single Democrat state is on the verge of bankruptcy. Why? Because they don't know how to run anything. They don't know what a business is, which is basically a state. They don't know how to run it. They have no clue. Not even the beginning of a clue. They couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag, and they certainly can't legislate a state into distinction, but they're trying damn hard to do it in California and New York. They're trying everything they can to get money from the federal government so they can bail themselves out because they look stupid. And you got Cuomo out there. Talking about how he, defeated COVID and how he did such a great job. When he had 7,000 people dead in the nursing homes up there in New York because of his stupidity. I'm just telling you, people, it's going to get juicy and they better not come after me or my family for saying the Pledge of Allegiance, or the American Creed, or for singing the National Anthem, or for going to church, for God's sake, or for speaking my mind, because I won't put up with it. Got one caller, I got 4 minutes. I'm going to have to take it pretty quick. Go ahead, 505.
Hello, Bing. Hello, Dean.
Hey, Robert. Oh, you got a different number, it seems like.
How are you?
Nope, same one as
I'm fine.
Same
how
one
are you?
Normal. Same one as, one as normal.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it was another troll. Just kidding.
Nope.
So what's
just
up,
me.
Buddy?
I've just been listening to with you talking. And did you hear Judge Jeanine Pirro do her her opening statement on the 30th?
The only time I listen to any of those Fox people is like on YouTube after it's been done, because I don't have Fox anymore. I quit Fox. I quit a bunch of stuff. So no, I didn't. I might have heard it, but I don't know.
I got it on my computer and I recorded it for an audio I'm going to use on my show tomorrow. And it's like about 8 or 9 minutes long, but she goes after Cuomo and just
nails him.
Burns him a new one. And she named three or four penal codes of New York that he broke doing all of this. And so, you know, if they would do what they're supposed to do, he'd be in prison.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we actually follow the rules in this country, most all of the Senate and the House would be in prison. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And the president.
Yep.
The vice president.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, that's all, you know, and we'll never know. I mean, if JFK was assassinated, we're not going to know till what, 2045 or something like that. I mean, it's like, you know, these people just get away with literally murder. They get away with shorting stocks. They get, and it's insane. But, you know, we just have to keep getting the message out. We have to keep – we have to go back to the roots, dude. We have to go back to local. We have to actually go back to Tea Party-type movements again, I think. You know, the Tea Party got a bad name back then, but it wasn't because of them. It was because the liberals defined us. The liberals defined the way that they – envisioned us, and that's what they're doing now. They're trying to define and run the narrative about Trump and his supporters that you're all kooks, you know, a bunch of crazy people and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I you know, listen to a lot of things. I watch a lot of stuff. These QAnon people that I don't follow, but I hear of them every now and then. They're like going into therapy sessions because nothing that they were listening to actually panned out true, and they're freaking out, you know. And I don't know. It's just a lot of stuff coming down the pike, and I think some of it's funny. I mean, it really isn't funny, but it's engrossing, is if you look at the stock market manipulation and that kind of thing, where the everyday person is actually entitled to something, he's actually getting something back. I know some people lost money, they got in late, that kind of thing, but there's people that are still holding on, and you know, they made millions of dollars, and the hedge fund managers are going, we can't have this, we can't have little people, you know, take us over and do the same thing that they've been doing for, you know, years, you know, decades, you know, short selling and that kind of thing. It's just interesting to me, the dynamics of politics, how it works with regular people out there. What say you?
Well, I think that one of the things that happened, like with the Tea Party, is that, like you said, the Democrats and the liberals and the leftists in this country tried to define what the Tea Party was about. And the problem is that the Tea Party allowed that. And right now, what we have in Texas right now is that Texas is going after this whole thing the way they should. They're going back to the local levels and they're trying to build there. And once they build there, then they're going to hit the state, and then they'll go federal. And everybody's talking about how you need to go federal and change federal. Well, federal isn't going to change. until you get the state, local and the state done.
Politics are local. You know what I mean? It's the way it's always been, is politics are local. It has to start. And, you know, I don't know if I would run for anything. I don't know. But, you know, we've got plenty of people that are a lot younger, that are a lot brighter, maybe that are a lot smarter, more articulate, that that need to run for some of these offices, just at the local area, you know, and county and state and that kind of thing, and get in there and make their voices heard, because we're not going to win this from the top down. You can see how that's going for Joe Biden, not winning it from the top down. Trump could do it because Trump had the populist movement behind him. He had it with him. You know what I mean? And we don't know what he's going to do yet.
Yep.
He's been actually very quiet, which is kind of eerie. But, you know, of course, he's not on Twitter, that kind of thing anymore. But it's the next 2 years, not four. Everybody's betting on four. No, next 2 years are going to be interesting in my book.
Yeah.
But like I said,
they are.
I just want everybody to get into some different alternative social media sites. Like I said, Telegram, download that, get it, work with it. It's not that hard to use. Read the book Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. I mean, just a good read. I don't know if you've ever read that. I think you did. But
it's
a very good read.
I,
it's a good read, and it shows you the criminals and how they pillage the country for their own good. And it's eye-opening, to say the least. So. But, Robert,
well,
I guess
what I'm going to do for my show tomorrow is I'm going to add that thing from Judge Jeanine Pirro, and I'll just leave it in the chat room or in the studio. So if you guys want to use it too, because she went after Cuomo in a big way.
Well, you know, the only thing I miss about Fox, kind of, I have to say, is I miss Hannity, but I catch him on the radio. I miss Judge, and I miss Tucker. I really think Tucker is probably one of the smartest people. He's probably one of the smartest people on Fox. And I've seen him the other day just get into a big fight with somebody. I forget who it was. But, I don't miss Fox. I mean, I really don't. And I even can't hardly stand to watch our local news around here, like Channel 4, Channel 5, because they're all liberal, Ben. You know, they're all... it's constant, you know, it's constant bashing. It's constant. Trump did this and they're still on it, but and it's a downer, and it's a downer for me. And I just don't, you know, I don't care to watch it. You know, I might listen to the news and, or the weather, catch the weather, and that's about it. But yeah, I don't get into it, but I get a lot more information off Telegram, MeWe, and catch me on MeWe too. Bing Fisher over on MeWe. Parler, as soon as they get back up, I'll be over there. I know you're on Rumble. I'm on Rumble too. And I'm gonna, as soon as I get my video stuff hooked up, I really want to get this green screen thing down pat. I think it's going to look cool. I mean, I've already been messing with it, but I got some tweaking. There's a lot of lighting effects and that kind of stuff that you need to really tweak. But anyways, it's going to be a wild 2 years. And if this week is any indication of what's up, it's an erase. It's the erase Donald Trump syndrome, like they did with the monuments and that kind of stuff. Just erase any aspect of history, you know, so, nobody can actually know what history is. And, you know, if you don't know about history, it repeats itself. And if you don't know about it, you're going to be caught. And you're going to be screwed. That's the way it is. But I want to, you know, I don't know how many damn people I just got on Telegram all of a sudden. So I guess a lot of people are downloading that program and checking it out. So I got a lot of new signups on Telegram.
I messaged you, so I finally got it going. So
Yeah,
I got you as one of my. So I finally got that going. So that's good.
Yeah, and also you can look on there for American by Design, and if you want to set up one for CNM, and I'll come over and join yours and that kind of thing. So it's a reciprocal thing, you know, that we're doing. But you know, it's a lot. It's different. And also, check out Donald Trump Jr. I'll send you one of his videos, and that you can link to him if you want to. But this dude is putting out videos like 2 or 3 times a day, and they're good ones. And I'm thinking,
I've seen a few.
I don't know, are they grooming him? Are they grooming him for the president? I don't know.
I really don't know.
He's very articulate. I gotta say, he's articulate. He's forceful. You know, his personality is great. You know, he's got the looks, that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know, you know, what's going on with DJ TJ, but it looks like they're grooming. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I think that would be pretty good because he sure is saying a lot.
Yeah, he is. Like I said, I'm getting 2-3 videos a day from him, and they're really good videos, and he's pointing out the fallacy of the left, so... but I hope you have a good show tomorrow. You having a show tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I
go ahead
didn't
and plug
do
your
mine
show,
on
but...
Friday because I didn't do mine on Friday because I wasn't even home. So I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and reschedule it for Monday. And I did the same thing last week. And when Monday came, I forgot. but I'm doing my show. I think I got it scheduled for 8:00 Eastern time tomorrow. Which would be...
That's the new...
6:00 mine.
So that'll be tomorrow at, 6:00?
Yeah, 6:00 Mountain Time, 8:00 Eastern. I'm pretty sure that's what time I got scheduled for.
All right, well, yeah, everybody check out Robert Garding's show, and, you know, just share the wealth, man, because we just... You know, and share these shows. You know, a like is fine. You can like something, but, you know, to share it, that actually gets us more airplay because, you know, more people hear it and that kind of thing. And it's just, you know, sharing, liking is fine, but sharing is, you know, the top of the line. So I encourage you and check out Vincent's show too, you know. Everybody out there listening.
He had a hell of a show yesterday. He had a hell of a show yesterday.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I'm going to have to go listen to that one. So me and him were kind of competing a little bit.
But I just looked, and my show is scheduled at 9 p.m. Eastern time, so that'll be 7 Mountain time, 8 p.m. Central. So I went later than normal.
Okay, good deal.
Because on Mondays, my wife is in here until 5:00, which is an hour before my show starts, and I have to have a little more than an hour to get everything set up. So,
yeah, that was weird. You had some kind of echo or some kind of background noise, and all of a sudden it just disappeared. But anyways, Robert, I'm going to head off to bed, and you take care, and Flycatch or whoever else is out there, you all take care, and whoever else is listening, God bless you.
Yep.
Robert,
God bless you too.
And thank you to Brian Futch for the upcoming music.
will carry this dream along, and that's what makes this country so strong. I am America. There's no price for his country he wouldn't pay. Like so many others, he fought for the cause with great devotion. Just like his daddy, he led the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. His stories have faded with his years, but his eyes say it loud.
If you like his music, you can go to brianfutch.com and download it. He's got a lot of tunes on there. Great artist, great personality. Had him on my show. You're listening to American by Design with your host, Bing Fisher, and we're on Conservative Nation Media. Check us out. Good night. God bless. Take care.